Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I am Mayank, principal correspondent with the Print, and today I'll explain you the story. Who is Mohammad Qasim Gujjar, a Lashkar-e-Toyba operative declared terrorist by the Ministry of Home Affairs? Pakistan-occupied Kashmir-based Lashkar-e-Toyba operative Mohammad Qasim Gujjar faces at least 15 cases of terrorism and blasts, apart from being charge-seated in connection with a grenade attack on a BJP leader, the Print has learned. On Thursday, the Ministry of Home Affairs declared Qasim a terrorist under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. The Riyasi native joined militancy in 2002 and crossed to Pakistan-occupied Kashmir 7 years later to find a safe haven there, a senior Jammu and Kashmir police officer told the Print. His terror activities and criminal conspiracy are spread across Jammu region, and hence there are multiple cases filed in Rajouri, Riyasi and Ramban police districts, the officer further said. The police officer, who has worked on cases in which Qasim is accused, said that Lashkar operative joined militancy at the height of militancy in the region and started as a low-level operative. The officer further said that when the pressure came, he ran across the border in 2009 and made his base in POK, from where he is trying to reach out to families of dead militants and residents of his home district Riyasi to join Lashkar while being settled in Jammu and Kashmir. He is also trying to reach out to relatives to pursue them to join terror activities planned by him. Another officer told the Print that he zeroes in on people who give their location of Riyasi and tries to convince them by saying that he wants to give some gifts. Then he proceeds to transfer of cash and finally follows up with the supply of weapons by drones to individuals who sign up with his idea. The officer further said that Qasim had not been that active for nearly a decade since he fled to POK. But after the abrogation of Article 370, August 2019, he started working on the module to influence relatives and residents of Riyasi district. Another police officer said that nearly 50 residents under Mahor Tehsil of Riyasi district crossed the border and worked as a terror operatives from POK, but Qasim was the most troubling operative as he was trying to recruit and radicalize by all possible means, including Facebook, which is used by nearly all of the population. The officer further said that police had to put 5 people on preventive detention only last year to prevent any untoward incident as they were in touch with Qasim. Qasim's name also propped up in the grenade attack on the residence of a BJP leader in Rajouri on 13th August 2021. The BJP leader's nephew was killed and 6 of his relatives were seriously injured in the attack. In January last year, the Jammu and Kashmir police filed a charge sheet naming Qasim as an accused. Well, that's all from my side. This is Mayank, reporting for the Print AM. Do log in every morning to listen to our podcast. Thank you for listening.